When you're someone with a special purpose or calling, you might often find yourself alone. This isn't a coincidence. When you have a significant, impactful destiny, sometimes life, or the universe, places you in solitude. This isolation isn't meant to be a punishment, but a preparation. It's as if you've been given a critical task, and to fulfill it, you sometimes need to be separated from the usual social distractions, including romantic relationships. Why does this solitude happen to those who are chosen? It's because the universe is setting the stage for something grand in your life. This could be a major breakthrough in your career, a significant improvement in your financial situation, or perhaps preparing you for a future relationship that demands a more evolved version of yourself. During this period of isolation, you're being aligned, almost calibrated, for what's to come. It's a time for personal growth and inner development. The spirit, or the inner voice that guides you, signals that your moment is nearing. It's important to understand that while love is beautiful and fulfilling, it also requires a lot of energy and focus. Being single during this critical period isn't a sign that love won't come your way. Rather, it's an indication that you're being readied for all aspects of life, including love. This season of being alone is not about lack, but about preparing and aligning yourself for the right time and the right reasons. So while it may feel lonely at times, remember that this phase is a crucial part of your journey toward achieving great things. It's not simple to find someone when you're marked as chosen. The real challenge is finding someone whose energy resonates with yours. You might wonder why chosen ones often find themselves alone. A significant reason is that many people unknowingly draw from your energy. These could be family members, friends, or romantic partners. They benefit from your spirit, and you might not even realize it because they're so close to you. Often, when you reach a point where you need support, whether it's emotional, financial, or just someone to lean on, these same people are nowhere to be found. Your soul is unique, profound in ways that not everyone can comprehend or support. This distinct depth of your spirit is why it's hard for others to provide the help you need. This is another reason why many chosen ones are solitary. There aren't many people who can truly uplift or aid someone who is deeply dedicated to their calling. You might find that you are capable of supporting many, but when it comes time for your own healing, the options are limited. Sometimes you might feel you need to seek another chosen one or someone equally profound to connect with, who can motivate, guide, and understand you. It's a challenging path, especially when you are achieving success, but still feel a void. That void is often love, something that many try to fill with success or material wealth. It's crucial not to lose yourself in these substitutes. Though success is intoxicating and living out your purpose is fulfilling, it's easy to get lost in it. Many can't offer the support you need, which is why you find yourself single. The universe is steering you towards someone truly special, someone who can nurture and support your unique journey. If this message resonates with you, know that you're not just seeking anyone, you're waiting for someone who can truly walk the path with you. Being chosen isn't a simple or easy path, particularly when you find yourself navigating it alone. In a world so vast and complex, where we're constantly bombarded with information about society and human behavior, having someone to share your thoughts and burdens with becomes essential. This longing for a confidant, someone to lean on, is deeply felt, especially as you climb the ladder of success. The journey is tough. It tests you daily, and you realize how transformative it could be to find someone who truly understands you. But why is it that those who are chosen often find themselves alone? Another significant factor is the personal healing that is yet to be done. I don't mean to say this negatively. It's important to understand that healing is a profound process. Many of you might need to address deep-seated wounds from your childhood, issues you might have thought were resolved. Right now, the energy of the planet compels all of us to confront and heal these darker, hidden aspects of ourselves. This journey of healing can bring up a lot of hurt and trauma, but it's also a time for release, for letting go of the burdens we've carried. In this process of release, there's a vulnerability that comes with feeling lighter, almost as if you're unloading fears and pains that have been with you for a long time. This is crucial because holding onto these pains might be the very reason love seems elusive, or why you feel so isolated. For those who are chosen, the sensitivity to these emotional frequencies is heightened. The universe, in its wisdom, urges you not to rush into another relationship potentially unhealed. This period of solitude is your time for healing those inner wounds. It's a vital step to ensure that when you do find that connection, it's healthy, supportive, and nurturing. This healing is not just for your benefit, but also to protect the sanctity of future relationships, ensuring you enter them whole, healed, and ready. Let me tell you another reason why those who are chosen often find themselves on their own. The kind of relationship we need simply takes time to develop. I want you to really grasp this. We can't just connect with anyone. We can't settle for someone who lacks ambition, drive, or even basic understanding. It doesn't work for us because, at our core, we absorb emotions and environments like a sponge. We feel deeply, we perceive keenly, and we listen intently. Your partner needs to vibrate at the same frequency as you. For those who identify as queens or kings, your counterpart must align with your energy levels and aspirations. That's the hard truth, realizing that the relationship we yearn for is one that will require patience and time. The reason you're currently single is that the universe is meticulously preparing the right person for you. One day your paths will cross, but until then, you are meant to be on your own, using this period to grow and evolve. Embrace this season of solitude as a time to better yourself and to hold out for the right person, not just anyone. Imagine someone out there, potentially the love of your life, might be watching this same video. Maybe they'll see a comment you leave below expressing your thoughts and feelings about your own journey. Who knows? Maybe they'll respond, and things could start to unfold from there. It's fascinating how life works. You often meet the people who resonate with you while engaging in activities you're passionate about. If you're still watching, I sense that you're vibing with what I'm saying. You're not expected to take every word as gospel, but if you're on my wavelength, you understand the essence of my message. We find our soul tribe and those we love by pursuing what we love. That's how connections are made in the most authentic and meaningful ways. Another reason why those who are chosen often find themselves alone is rooted deeply in past hurt. You've been wounded, and this goes back to what I've touched on before. You need time to heal. You've experienced real pain, and it's essential to take a step back and understand who you are beyond that hurt. Sometimes it's crucial to rediscover your identity because profound hurt can make you forget your worth. You might have reached a point where you felt undeserving of love, thinking that everyone you meet will end up hurting you in the same way. But there's a journey of healing that needs to be embarked upon. If you're committed to working on healing yourself, you'll find that love and the right relationships will naturally begin to enter your life. This is a significant reason why many who are chosen end up walking their path solo for a while. Remembering who you were before the pain and rediscovering who you can be is a vital part of your growth. This process is why many chosen ones find themselves alone. Not because they are unlovable or unworthy, but because they are in the process of healing and preparing for what's truly meant for them. I care about you deeply. Take care, family.